Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
As always, thank you so much for getting up early, listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. More Legoland later on today. More Best in Show tickets for the 7th. That's Sunday. That's such a good event. And I'm not just saying it because I host it. It's no, really. John Huck and I from Fox 5, you know him. He and I have a great time. Celebrity judges and the most adorable dogs you've ever seen. In Best in Show. It's really, really a good time. Free tickets for that coming up later. Also, Vegas Thrill. Get on board, man. Vegas Thrill, pro volleyball. We'll get you set up for that, too, coming up later on. How about this? I'm thinking there's going to be a flood of these kinds of stories. And I'm shocked that we haven't heard more of them already. Two guys from Canada who were born in 1955... I've come to find out that they were switched at birth. I'll bet that stuff happened a lot. Because how do you... I mean, there's no way... This is babies, right? And then... Oh, man. So they found out now that they're switched at birth due to DNA testing. In 2022, this Richard Beauvais discovered that he had a mix of what Ashkenazi Jewish... and Polish ancestry, but his parents were indigenous. They were, you know, native Canadian. So this other dude, Eddie Ambrose, also, what are the odds? Eddie Ambrose also took a DNA test around the same time and discovered that he was Métis. I don't know what that means. Oh, that may also be some sort of indigenous, despite his parents being Ukrainian. They were apparently switched at birth. The man, it's gone all the way up to provincial government, you know, like they're like states. It's gone all the way up the chain. They're seeking financial compensation. How far do you go with that? Oh, you know what, though? This is your, for everybody who screams about state-run medical care, ask a Canadian. I always tell everybody, ask a Canadian. When you get excited about that, ask them how their taxes are and ask them. And I got to be honest, I don't know enough about it to be for or against, to be, you know, to be truthful. But I've known a lot of Canadians for a long time that are like, yeah, it's grass not always greener. But with that, you know what? I'll bet they're going to be able to get money from the hospital, from their local, you know, their provincial government, probably the, you know, the federal government up in Canada. Oh boy, those guys are going to be rich.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Seriously, how in 2024 does this still happen? You know why? Because we don't pay attention. People just don't pay attention. Have you not been on a Zoom call recently where I was last week where she's a little older, God love her, didn't mute her microphone, and she's banging around. You could tell she was banging around in her kitchen. And it was like, she had her camera off. She had that part. That annoys me too. Have people with their camera off in the meeting. It's like, we all know that you're just doing that so you can just screw around. And then sometimes I do it just to, sometimes I keep my camera on just to be that guy. Just to be like, watch me. I'm the good student sitting up front. The teacher suck up. And then other times I'll turn the camera off on purpose just so that they, you know what? So that they know I'm not paying attention. It's my silent protest. There was a funeral in London. Okay. Not everybody could make it. So the church set up a Zoom where people could watch it online. One woman took her laptop into the bathroom and she ended up broadcasting herself showering. She was going to go to the wake later on, so she wanted to watch the funeral and set up her computer right next to the shower. Didn't realize the camera was on. An initial report says there was a screen, like a full screen set up at the funeral. So people in the church got to see it. It's not clear if that's true, but people watching online definitely know, and it was the full deal. Like, she's literally showering. She's got like a clear curtain. Yeah. One person in the Zoom said she didn't just shower. She shaved. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe start an OnlyFans. She only found out about it later. And a horror of all horrors. She only found out about it later when she showed up for the wake and people told her about it. Just people, make sure. It's not that tough.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
What's your good feeling stories of the day? Number one, only because I love this dude. Okay, he's the second coolest guy on the planet. People in New York can pop into a bar in Brooklyn called the Mallard Drake and get their clothes ironed for free. It actually happened last night. A guy known as Iron Man has been doing it on and off since 2016. He irons clothes in a tuxedo on Monday nights. This is brilliant it's a bar promotion, and it's genius. First come, first serve. You bring something in, you have it ironed. Or you give him the clothes off your back, and he hands you a robe to wear. And you know what this is? This is just the most genius Monday night bar promotion that you might have ever heard. Come in and get your clothes. Iron Man is going to show up on Monday night at the Mallard Drake, and you can get your clothes ironed. And then the idea is, of course, that you'll stick around and drink. Now, Iron Man's the second coolest guy. Kevin Bacon, number one, coolest dude walking the earth right now. He has announced, you may have seen it over the weekend, he is going to return to Payson High School in Utah, where they shot the movie Footloose 40 years ago. This year is the 40th anniversary of Footloose. Yeah, some of you feel super old right now. Students at the school campaigned on social media, hashtag Bacon to Payson, to get Kevin Bacon to come to their prom. Now, that ain't gonna work 6 years ago, you know, on the 34th anniversary, but the 40th anniversary? Hell yeah, that's, of course, how could he not? They did TikTok videos, recreating scenes from the movie, all that kind of stuff, caught Kevin Bacon's attention. And so he sent a video back to them. I've been so impressed with everything that's been going on here with this crazy idea to get me to come back. They're also, the school is relocating after this academic year because, well, the school is 40 years old. So it's the last chance for Kevin Bacon to attend prom at the same location where the film was shot. You're like, hey, wait, Chet, they didn't do the prom at the school. Yeah, I know, but it's still pretty cool that he's going to go back and have prom at the school. It's awesome, right? Don't. Why do you got to be that way about everything? It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, first things first, so I don't forget, Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Animal Foundation. Best in Show is next Sunday. This Sunday is Easter. Next Sunday is April 7th. Best in Show is next Sunday at Thomas Tomek. It's a good time. John Huck and I host this thing, and we just have a ball. And Huck is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we every single year go, oh, we've got to get together more often and hang out, whatever. We never do it. We end up seeing each other at this thing. And so, yeah, come and hang out. It's fun. Your tickets are available at animalfoundation.com. Little secret for you. We got freebies coming up at 8 o'clock with Relationship Rehab. Because we had to move Legoland to 7:40 because y'all abused Adrian yesterday. We all cursed at him. And so...
Thank you, Chet.
Poor Adrian. Or Adrian's just trying to do his job. He's like, hey, so yeah, we already have a winner for the Legoland tickets, but would you like to participate in Relationship Rehab?
F you! I already lost!
What the... That's not nice. That's not good for your karma. Oh my God. Speaking about karma coming back around on you, Diddy's, wow. Diddy yesterday, I had just heard about LA and Miami. Apparently there was a spot in New York that got raided by Homeland Security yesterday. Homeland Security? They won't say anything about it except that it's part of an ongoing investigation. There have been numerous allegations and lawsuits for words that I don't like saying on the radio, but the misconduct of the sexual nature, including like trafficking and whatnot. There was talk that there were like underage girls at parties that they were given, you know, that they were given drugs to, and it's all in the telling, but you don't need underage girls at the parties, Diddy. You don't. I didn't know. No, and I guess Cassie, who he dated forever, has been one of the victims. So this is bad. And then apparently his plane ended up in Antigua. We don't know if he was on it. This whole thing, this story. Also, if you're just waking up this morning, just terrible tragedy in Baltimore. Could have been. This is one of those that. Man, when I first heard it, 1:30 in the morning Eastern time. So what's that, 10:30 for us at night?
Yeah.
Cargo ship all of a sudden just like flipped out and like the power went out on it or whatever. And it rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the bridge went down. And I don't know about you, if you saw this already. When I first saw it, I was like, this is bad, bad, bad. By going back and looking at the video, they think that there were only seven people on the bridge. Only seven. But I mean, seven's too many. Seven too many. But they fished two of them out of the water. They're not sure about the other five. I know there were other updates, and we'll try and keep an eye on it. Admittedly, I was busy with this. But yeah, it's bad. Even if you lose one, it's too many. But man, I don't know about you, but when I first heard that, I was like, this could be, you know, hundreds. So that's going to dominate the news cycle this morning. So on the upside, on the good side, Vegas Thrill tickets, that's professional volleyball. We got tickets for that coming up in a minute. Because I got a question about millennial parents. If you are a millennial parent, I really want to hear from you. So I don't even know. Adrian, do you know what the age range is on millennials?
No, I'm Googling it. Hold on.
Are you? Because I know it's like, it's 30s, so this makes sense to me. Millennial age range between 27 and 42. Damn!
That's me.
Yeah, man. Oh. Well, then, the floor is open. We may need others. We may need others. But I got one right here, right in front of me, millennial parent. Five-year-old, right? Five-year-old?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Sire.
Sire. Is it spelled funny, too?
S-Y-R-E. It's spelled
exotically. What do you do that to that poor kid? What do you do that poor kid? Exotically. What do you do that to that kid?
Because it's spelled S-I-R-E.
Right.
I hate it. People are going to be Surrey? No, Sire.
No, they're not. Oh, like they do this one correctly.
Fair enough.
I love the Y. You solving one problem with another problem. That's great. No, I love that. I always say, that's funny. I don't know that I've ever been able to have an open and honest conversation with somebody who, okay, you know what I go through with Chet. Okay, was there a caller yesterday that was calling me Chuck and we just let it slide?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. I may have just, yeah.
I meant to ask you after it was done because I'm in my headphones and I'm sure you saw the look. I saw you looking at me because I was making funny face, but because I swore to God she was calling me Chuck. And I know what I go through in my life is so hard, but it's just funny because I get Chuck, Chip, Chad, Shemp. I mean, you'd
Shemp.
Chimp. Chet Boom Cannon. I mean, it's like Chuck Boom Cannon, whatever. I get everything but my name. And my mom hated it. My mom hated it, but my dad overruled her because he wanted me to be a junior. And basically, I don't know how, probably she had just, I know I was because if you've ever seen this giant head sitting on my shoulders, that thing had to come out of her. And from what I understand, it took a while. And so she probably was like, whatever, just sign the thing. I don't care. But yeah, she told me many times over the years that she would rather not saddle me with Chet. So I always think it's interesting to talk to parents who have done like Sire with a Y.
Oh, it's so cool, Chet. S-Y-R-E?
No, oh, sure. Move. Yeah, but it's okay, but nobody gets to experience it unless you're working, you know, like at Planet Hollywood and you got a name. Unless you're working in a job with a name tag, there's so many layers to it that you have to explain.
I mean, fair enough, but also Jaden Smith named his album that, so now more people are latching on, and yeah. Now there's going to be more Sires coming.
I got to be straight with you. If you're using Jaden Smith as an example for anything, it's not going to score points. It's just not. So, okay, I do want to talk. I mean, it doesn't have to be a millennial. In fact, now that I have a millennial parent, I'll be happy to not. We'll get to this in a minute. Vegas thrill tickets. We'll get to that in a minute. Oh, this is much. Obviously, this is much juicier than I thought it was going to be initially. All of that coming up. Legoland tickets at 7:40 for 177 second survey. So then we could just take. We did this so then Adrian doesn't have to ask you if you want to participate for free, cheapskates, because you cursed at him yesterday. And then we'll do a relationship rehab. We will have best in show tickets, but I don't think you'll curse at Adrian for not winning the best in show tickets. I think you'd be okay with it. Much more okay with it than you will be with the Legoland tickets. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all of that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just need to ask. We could do the okay boomer smackdown. We could do. I don't know what that entails, but it sounds like fun. I want to bring back. Yeah, that's another story for another time. But I want to do some sort of smackdown. Remember back in the day we did Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown? I believe we're going to have a new co-host. I think Michaela Gordon is starting soon. I've heard April 1st, maybe. I don't know. It's legal. Legal is, it's the worst. We could have done this a month ago, and they're just like, they're just dragging all the lawyers. It's like, I don't think this T is crossed. Yes, it's a T. Oh, you know why that T's not crossed? Because it's an L. Stop it. But this is what we're dealing with right now, people. But I want to bring back some sort of smackdown. And this may be that. I just need, on blind faith, and I'm willing to pay you off for it, tickets to an upcoming Vegas Thrill game. I get the idea that you can choose. When you read that? Because it's like a certificate. So you just get tickets, right?
Yeah. You bring it to the game and you'll be good to go with the family.
Yeah, good to go. I'm sure there's some fine print on there somewhere. You have to get the tickets 24 hours in advance or something like that. But go to the Dollar Loan Center. It's like the hot new thing. I want to go check it out. Vegas Thrill Professional Volleyball at Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. That's a great venue, by the way. So, 702-364-9898. I already have a millennial parent. I wouldn't mind getting another millennial parent, but you are not required to be a millennial parent. I just, honestly, just do this one on blind faith.
Well, yeah, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Aubrey.
Oh, hi. Aubrey, good morning.
Are you for real in Northtown? Hey.
Hey.
I love it. Almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think that they are currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. Do you think that's true?
Ooh. Personally, yes. For me, in my case, yes. Yes.
Yes. I can't speak for the rest of these losers, but I can.
I mean, but I me, would say so.
But me personally, obviously.
I mean, here I am getting my daughter off to school on time. I mean, I'm doing all the things.
This is what I'm saying. Teeth brushed, hair in place, nice clothes.
Sure.
You just got her pro volleyball tickets, so you can, you know.
Oh, she's so excited. She's in volleyball, so she is stoked.
Oh, no, you are. You're killing this. Honestly, you're killing this.
I'm winning.
Good for you.
I'm winning.
So, okay, would you also say that your parenting style is different than what your own parents did?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I'm a little bit more structured, I would say. I would say my mom let me get away with a lot more to her detriment.
Wow.
And I feel like I use that just to be more aware. Just to be more aware. A little bit smarter. Trying to outsmart my daughter, who's in high school.
No, that's so interesting. Because almost 9 out of 10 say their parenting style is different than what their own parents did. But I think this is flipped on its head. You're talking about an entirely different thing. They're saying the parents that they talk to, that they're much gentler, that they employ gentle parenting, a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parents setting demands and rules. You're saying you do the exact opposite.
I could see the more gentle side, as in, like, the correction and the discipline is definitely more gentle. I would say I would just be more structured, but definitely in the punishment or correction would definitely be more gentle. Yeah, no, I think as a society, I would agree with that. I think my friends that are also parents of my age, we tried to talk more to our kids than in my generation,
Than getting hit with a hairbrush.
And I don't know if it's to the benefit of society with the way some kids are nowadays, but we'll see.
I'm doing this one with anybody, no judgment. Right? I really am. I'm doing this with no judgment because I find this amusing, period. Do you believe that you are more open about mental health with your kid than your parents were?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was like such a faux pas. It wasn't really talked about. It was kind of a hush-hush thing during my generation. And nowadays, I mean, it's so important. So important.
It was different. I completely agree. It was different with my mom, though, that... she was very much tough love. My mom was tough. Out of between my mom and my dad, my mom would have whooped my dad's ass. I mean, seriously, my mom and my dad was tough, but in a different way. My mom, my mom was the aggressive one, but she always checked in. You know what I mean? So the mental health thing from her standpoint was always different. Like we were really good friends. We ended up being really good friends as adults. But she, like, there was no doubt who the boss was. that was never in question. Not even once. And then, do you believe that you are more present with your kids than your parents were with you?
Absolutely. I do. I feel like my generation... takes it a little bit more to heart, being with the kids. My mom had to work. She was a single parent, so I didn't get to see her often. My husband does most of it, which I'm very thankful for. So I get to be in their lives a lot more. I know it's not the situation with everybody, and I completely understand having to make ends meet, especially now. So my situation's a little bit different than most people. I have friends in situations where they have to make ends meet and they're not able to always be there like they would want to. So I think it's kind of similar. I think maybe even now parents have to work more to make ends meet, but they try to be there in other ways too.
Yeah. You know what the difference, though, that I'm seeing, the one difference in that I'm seeing is that if I messed up and my mom wasn't around, that was way worse than if you messed up in front. Like if you messed up in front of them, it was like a quick correction and a what are you doing? Right. You know, knock it off. But if you messed up when they weren't around, it was like, oh no, that brought the thunder. It was not good.
Right. And the anticipation of waiting for them.
You're so right. Every time a car would go by, you'd be like, ah, this is it. It's like you're going to the chair. It was the All right. Well,
I still like to utilize that.
Oh, of course.
Make them wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Put a little fear into them. We all turned
just
out
a little bit.
Yeah, we turned out fine. Have fun at the Vegas Thrill. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, God, I totally forgot your name. What's your name? Tell me your name. What's your name?
Kendra.
Oh. Hi, Kendra.
Hey.
Hi. Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? Other than totally blanking on your name, it's been solid today. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, that's okay. It's a two.
Were you able to get it? Anyway, the What was I going to ask you? Oh, is Tuesday, for you, is Tuesday harder than Monday?
You know, every day but Friday is hard for me.
Right. And it's going to be, and it's going to be even harder. You got to make sure your radio's turned down. But the, yeah. So,
sorry.
Yeah, tell him to calm down. Oh, but you know what though? I'll take that because everybody talks about how, oh, nobody listens to the radio anymore. Yeah. Well, they sure get pretty freaking excited when they're on it though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like, put on speaker, mom, turn the radio up.
Yeah. See, don't go give me that. I don't know who hates us and is trying to get rid of us, but it's not going to work. We're going to be here forever. Let's start your 177-second survey. So I know this is a little, this is creepy and weird, but it's real life, okay?
Okay.
Did you heard about the bridge in Baltimore, right? Francis Scott Key Bridge, a ship hit it and the bridge went down.
Yeah.
And it's awful. It freaked me out this morning because I think drowning is probably about the worst possible, you know. What is your greatest fear?
Mine's probably heights. I do not like heights.
How far do you gotta go before, like, can you go to the Foundation Room at Mandalay?
Oof. You know,
just the thought of it.
Yeah, pushing the limit is a stratosphere. I cannot. I'm born and raised here, and
yeah.
I've done those rides like in high school, and I cannot even go to the top of the stratosphere anymore. It's horrible.
Well, stratosphere is way high. Stratosphere is like 1,100 feet. It's crazy high. Could you do? Are you okay with like the smoker's deck at T-Mobile? I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is.
I can do that, but I can't look over the edge, right?
Yeah. No, I got you. What? Oh, over the weekend, and I meant to ask this yesterday, and I spaced on it. Over the weekend, there was a fake thing that went out about a Golden Girls remake with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe on Friends. It wasn't real, but if they did do it, would you watch?
Yeah, I love Tina Fey. I love Tina Fey and Lisa Kudrow. I love all those girls. That's like my comedy right there, those ladies.
I'm not kidding you. On social media, it was 99% thumbs down. I would watch it to see, just to see, but I really, man, I'm done with remakes. I'm over it. That boy, that Roadhouse steaming hot pile of garbage, that thing. Thank God that they didn't actually try to remake it. It's like they did a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor and a bunch of fist fighting and whatnot, and then just called it Roadhouse. You know what I mean?
I didn't see that one. I'm really not interested in that one because the old Roadhouse is the OG, you know?
Yeah. A survey of 2,000 U.S. adults found that 84% of them believe karma is real. Do you believe karma is real?
100%, yes.
I think there's something there. I think there, and you know what? There's never, see, it's like when people bash religion, okay? I get it. I get your point, okay? But
right.
What's wrong with trying to be a good person? You know, and I'm ready for your, and don't yell at me because I don't want to get into an argument about, well, if you're going after other people and if your religion said, no, if your religion is doing bad things, no, that's terrible. But the idea of being a good person and use, you know, and things like that, if karma helps you pay it forward and do good things, I'm all the way in.
Yeah, I am too. I don't mind. I try to help everybody as much as I can. And I believe it comes back to tenfold, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it? Was it Hard Rock back in the day that said, love all, serve all? I like it. Oh my God. Now let's get excited. A 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California for you.
Woo! We got them, Josh. We're actually going in April for my nephew's birthday. So this
is awesome. Now you're going for free.
Right.
More money to spend on snacks.
Yes.
And other curricular activities.
All of whatever. I don't know where we're. I don't know. Adult time. Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
There you go.
Right. You're going to get us in trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
With all the other stuff going on today, didn't get a chance to even talk about it. My goodness, what a huge win for the Golden Knights last night. Logan Thompson with the big save in overtime on the penalty shot, and then Jonathan Marchessault. Who do you want? Honest to God, who do you, if your life matters on who scores a goal, and over to, I mean, are you picking Jonathan Marchessault? Wow. Just wow. Huge win last night for the Golden Knights. And this is a rough road trip. So St. Louis was right behind him, 4 points behind. And then now, and the difference between 4 and 5 points seems monumental with a couple of weeks left in the season. It was just, that was huge. It just really was. And then my God, now the Golden Knights have to go to Nashville tonight in another big one. So, wow. Wow. Just wow. And then look at your running Rebels. The NIT, the Elite Eight, the quarterfinals of the NIT, they'll be at Seton Hall tomorrow at 4 p.m. I think that's going to be on ESPN2. All right. Relationship Rehab. You ready for this? 4 tickets for the Animal Foundation's Best in Show. It's the Thomas and Mac next Sunday. This weekend, Easter Sunday, supposed to rain. What's going on with all this, with the weather? I don't remember. Spring, wait. Like literally late March into April. Isn't it supposed to be awesome? Soon enough. I think it's coming. And then we're gonna bump somebody up on Friday. We're going to bump you up to VIP tickets. That gets you down on the floor at a table with the brunch and the booze. And yeah, nice. Nice. If you just want to buy your own tickets, go to animalfoundation.com. My dad is an Uber driver, says Dex. My dad's an Uber driver. Came by my apartment the other night after his shift. He asked to use my restroom. When he came in, set his coffee down on the counter. My dad likes to drink good coffee, and since I've been a little kid, I've always taken a sip out of dad's coffee because I enjoy coffee too. I pretty much got it from my dad. When I took a drink, I noticed right away, I don't know why I'm laughing, I'm sorry, it's inappropriate, I shouldn't laugh at this, but I noticed right away there was a good amount of Kahlua in that coffee. I'm sorry. It's not funny. Don't do that, kids. It's very bad. When Dad came out of the bathroom, I asked him about it. He said there wasn't much, which was a lie, and that he just does it to take the edge off from the anxiety that he gets about driving in Las Vegas traffic. Okay. I told him that what he was doing was wrong, and this is true. I told him what he was doing was wrong and dangerous. He seemed to dismiss my comment without much thought. Now, all I can think of is him getting it. Well, I'll just read it. Now all I can think of is him killing somebody and me not having said anything. Should I give my dad another chance? I'm just afraid now that he knows to hide it from me. Should I report him to the rideshare company? He's helping me with some bills right now, so I hate to bite the hand that feeds me. But what's right is what's right. What do I do and how do I do it? This isn't as much fun. It was funny to me at first with the, you know, just cause, but this is bad. It is. It's bad. But what do you do about it? What do I do? The question being, what do I do and how do I do it? Dad's putting Kahlua in the coffee. 702-364-9898. Adrian, I don't know if you're available to hit Doja Cat, but I'm going to need you to do that for me. Because my computer was blown up. So, yeah, call us now or somebody.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Angela, first things first, can we give you 4 tickets to the Animal Foundation's Best in Show?
Sure.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, if you'd have said no, that would have been really awkward and uncomfortable. Would have been like, well, okay. Yeah, somebody's going to get bumped up to VIP tickets too, which is really great. It's a fun okay. event. Bring your girls and it's good. No, it's good. What do we do about Dex's dad who's driving rideshare and he's got Kahlua in the coffee? How?
Sorry.
No, go.
Well, I was thinking that's his only means of employment, and he's helping his daughter out. So I think she should sit him down seriously and talk to him because he said he's using it for anxiety. So our traffic has gotten really horrible.
Yeah.
Really horrible. So I think he's doing it every day. And if he has anxiety like that, she should recommend a doctor and or probably CBD to relax him. You know what I'm saying? But it's serious because it's life-threatening to him and someone else on the street.
Okay, I don't want to jump too far ahead and say that that's his only means of income because he's just driving a ride here. Yeah. My impression was that he was just doing it because he's bored. You know what I mean? Because he's retired. So, but you could be right. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
so your option A, give him another chance. And because Dex, I don't know. They said that they already talked to him, said it was wrong, said it was dangerous. He just kind of blew it off, said it's no big deal.
Right.
Do you call the rideshare company?
But I think that was just in passing. That's why he just blew it off. I think she needs to sit down seriously and talk to him and, like, hold his keys and look him in the eye. I'm like, look, Dad, this is what I'm going to do. And let him know that's serious. Like, if
so
you're
give
really
him one more chance.
Blow my job, you know.
One more chance.
It's serious. One more chance.
One more,
really,
one more
really
option.
Really lay it out.
Yeah, but you might be looking at get this. That's not always as easy as... As you know, like, yeah. Like that's a fight. That's a fight coming.
Yeah. But if he finds out, you know, she did warn him.
Well, but again, isn't it worth the fight? How much of a fight would you be willing to have to save somebody's life? You know?
Yeah.
That took a turn, didn't it? That got serious, didn't it? I didn't want that to get that serious. I didn't want that to get all serious. So listen, I'll see you at Best in Show, and then hopefully we'll bump you up to the VIP tickets, and we'll go for. But yeah, so your advice is give him one more chance, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Take the keys and look him in the eye, and like this is it. I'm laying it out.
Take the keys.
Well, if she has to
good luck with that. Good luck with that. All right, hang on. We'll get some info from you. Anybody else got anything they want to throw in on that? 702-364-9898. I like the idea. I really do. I like the idea, but I think take the key. How are you going to take the keys? I don't care. Even when my dad was a billion years old, take the keys was not, that wasn't going to happen. They already sat down and talked about it, but so that you just got to talk to him thing again, you know, that's my least favorite answer. So, here's my real question. I think, do you report him? Do you call up Uber or Lyft or whoever and go, hey, you got a driver? Cause in that way, yeah. Is it dirty? Is it underhanded? Is it behind their back? Yes. Does it solve the problem and you don't have to be at fault? Also, yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, so Emily, on Relationship Rehab, Dex's dad is an Uber driver, came to the apartment the other night. He's got Kahlua in his coffee. He says it's just to take the edge off a little bit. Dex, of course, did the right thing, said what he's doing is wrong and dangerous. He seemed to just kind of blow it off. Now Dex is concerned. So I also realized that what I may have done in my particular setup is just to have uncovered and may, you know, it brought out of the woodwork all the people that, yes, will anonymously now, you know, hit up the rideshare company. I also realize that nobody is going to call and say, oh, leave him alone. Nobody's going to do that. No one. But so, Emily, you're calling the rideshare company?
Well, so my husband and I are both full-time Uber drivers. You can anonymously report it, and the way it works is they will either suspend you for 24 to 48 hours the first time. So they do give chances. I would feel like it's more like a kind of a scared straight situation. I mean, how much of a fight are you willing to have to save a life? It's kind of funny because my husband and I are split down the middle about it. But, I would anonymously report and just, like, call and say, hey, I was a rider in this vehicle. The ride share was not under my name, but I would just like to I have their information.
Yeah, it's sneaky. It's sneaky, you know, and all that. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. In this case, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I mean, if you're really that worried and you're worried about dad and, you know, and maybe he's just got a little snarf of Kahlua and it's not going to hurt him, you know, but how, you know, where, how much is too much? Can I just say, you know, one more time? Cause I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be a prude, you know, but you can't drink and drive. You can't, you're not. And especially not when you've got other people in the car. And when you're doing that, when you're out on the road as an Uber driver, you can't, you just can't. Have you had, let me ask you this completely off the subject. Has the app been going crazy on you lately as far as where it's taking you?
Absolutely insane. It's been a night for the last, like, 2 weeks for both of us.
Yeah. It was the other day, straight shot up trop, okay? Straight shot up trop, over to Twain, take me home. It didn't need to do a loop around Desert Breeze. It was like, what is this? If it was the old days, it was almost like the old days of taxi cabs long hauling, you know, if they were long hauling a tourist or whatever, but there's no advantage. It's just the thing is screwed up.
Yes. I would absolutely agree. It has me going over all over God's creation. I'm like, I could literally cut this ride in half right now.
Yeah.
But yet I'm going around the whole town.
And then sometimes do you just go, look, I know better. I know, but this is not, this is not the way.
Oh, we both do. My husband more so. He's like, I am not going to sit here and sit through 30 minutes of traffic. He's like, we're going.
No, no, just because this app doesn't know what it's doing. Stay safe out there. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you for your time. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Now, whoever wrote this is, I can tell they're not in favor of it. I am all the way in with both feet. They're talking about adding a non-refundable deposit for restaurant reservations. And I'll tell you why I'm in favor in a minute. Because I know initially you're like, what? Why do I now? One more thing that they're going to charge me for? A new report says that many restaurants are operating on such slim margins that when they hold a table for somebody who doesn't show, obviously they lose that money and they just can't have that happen. So they may start charging like a deposit when you reserve a table. I couldn't tell you the last time I canceled a reservation. I couldn't tell you because I'm just not that. I don't do that. So for me, this works out. High-end restaurants in bigger cities already charge a reservation fee, which they then deduct from your bill after you show up. Okay. There's no specific amount. They're talking about 50, 100 bucks, whatever, 50 bucks per person. It would be easy to do because if you're using OpenTable or Resy or whatever. So they just take your credit card when you book. Other industries already do this before. Another reason, you know, for you to take it easy, because you do already do this. If you do Airbnb or a hotel or whatever, they'll keep your deposit. They'll keep a night's room and, you know, whatever. If you don't cancel by a certain time, doctors and dentists have charged fees for years if you skip out on appointments at the last minute. Now, here's the only thing, here's why I think this is a good idea, is because then all I want is a little reciprocation. I want a little something on the other side of that. So then if I make a reservation for 7, I don't want to still be standing there at 7:15 or 7:20 or 7:30. My reservation is at 7. I want a damn table. I want a table at 7. And I know some of you who work at restaurants are like, that's not reality. But if you're going to charge me money to hold the table and hold me to my responsibility, then I want to hold you to the, it's the old Seinfeld, you know, where he shows up and he's got a reservation for a rental car and they go, we don't have any cars. And he's like, that's what the reservation is for. And they're like, you know, yes, I know what a reservation is. And he's like, I don't think you do. So yeah. So if I got to pay, I'll pay a fee for your reservation, but I want that table on time.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh boy, I don't know if I believe this. My wife has a really good eye for this kind of stuff. I don't. I don't really care. I don't sweat people on what they, you know what I mean? I'll just say it. Toupees are back. Now I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not gonna. The New York Post did a write-up on how hyper-realistic toupees are the hottest new flex. Listen. Just because you said it is, don't mean it's true. They have gotten a lot better, apparently, since their heyday in the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester that's thin enough that you can sweat through. So see? It's my real hair. See, I'm sweating. They glue it to your scalp, give you the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it, and apparently it'll last 6 months. Not cheap. Good ones are several grand. Even those don't last long. You might need a new toupee every year or two. It's still cheaper than a hair transplant, especially if you're fully bald. There is a growing movement to normalize this whole thing. Is there? Because this is the first I've heard of it, and one would think that would come directly to me, right? Isn't there some sort of club that I belong to? The Shaved Head Men's Alliance, the SHMA? I don't know. The Shaved Head Alliance of Men, otherwise known as SHAM. That's right. I don't know. There's guys bragging about it online. This all sounds like a setup. Like the toupee people of America said, we're going to, you know, hey, we got to do something. We got to bring this business back. I know what we'll do. Social media. It's less about hiding your baldness now and more about owning it. I ended up shaving mine. Listen, my hair wasn't great, but I ended up shaving it for a kid with cancer and kept it, and I don't know any different now. Not a lot of people, like my wife has never known me with hair, and we've been together 15 years. So so for those of you who are asking, no, I'm not gonna, and I'm not gonna sweat you about it, but yes, I am going, I'll probably silently judge you.
Real funny, the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Covington, Kentucky, just across the border from Cincinnati. If you drive through town right now, there's a new billboard that went up. It looks like Kraft mac and cheese at first. It's a picture, guy eating mac and cheese. Awesome. The caption says, this man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year. People thought maybe, is it, you know, Kraft trying to do, you know, trying to go outside the box a little bit. No, it's a prank war. There's two coworkers that are going at it. And the guy on the sign is named Jake Laws and points to a guy that he works with named Jonathan Pittman. Jonathan has now grasped the advantage in this war. Jonathan got a picture of Jake, chowing down on some mac and cheese at work. And then Jake showed up to his job last week to find Jonathan had handed out t-shirts with the picture on them. And Jake didn't find out about the billboard until his sister saw it and called him that night. It's fantastic. Now, Jake, for his end of it, says, he's like, hey, I admit, I eat a lot of cheese. I admit it. He doesn't know if it's a full 20 pounds. And actually the picture is not of him eating, it's too bad. It's just kind of, a picture of him looking disgusted. At least the one on the t-shirt. Jake says he's not sure if it's 20 gallons a year. Oh yeah. No. So he's holding the mac and cheese and he's looking at the camera like, really, bro? He says he doesn't know if it's 20 gallons a year because, quote, I never knew I would ever need to do the math. Now, Jonathan rented that billboard for an entire month, so it's going to be up for another 3 weeks. According to the sign company, a month at that particular location, $1,200. Would you pay $1,200 to take the upper hand in a prank war? Maybe. I mean, I didn't get my tax return yet. That could be something to put it towards.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, this is a bit morbid. The movie Titanic, okay, we all know that thing is, it's long, it's lengthy. Minus the present day scenes and the credits, the movie Titanic runs 2 hours and 40 minutes. That is the exact time it took for the Titanic to go down in 1912 off the east coast of Canada. The collision with the iceberg reportedly went on for 37 seconds. That is the same length as the collision in the film. That is my mind exploding. Unbelievable. Matthew McConaughey, did you know? You ever want to freak him out? Matthew McConaughey, terrified of revolving doors. So is my wife. She hates him. She doesn't like him at all. Matthew McConaughey, terrified. Won't go in one. Tyra Banks, terrified of dolphins. Johnny Depp, terrified of clowns. Use that information for what you will. No one born before 1816 ever appeared in a movie. A woman named Sarah Whitley was born in 1816. She appeared in the first ever movie in 1888. It was called Round Hay Garden Scene. And that sounds like an 1800s porn. I'm just saying. The killers in Silence of the Lambs, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Psycho, all based on the same serial killer from the 40s and 50s. If you're into that kind of thing, which strangely I am, I know that's a weird thing to admit out loud in front of people. A real guy named Ed Gein. Ed Gein was kind of the godfather of serial killers, like one of the first that they were ever able to study and document and all of that. I know you're saying Jack the Ripper, but they don't know a lot about him. Ed Gein, they know everything about him. Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, Bill Gates, all spent time as the richest man in the world, all had a father named William. Coincidence? Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's the more you know before we go. That's enough. Let's get out of here. Look at that. Already, think about it this way. And I say this on a lot of Tuesdays, that if you think about it this way, get through today, and if you do a regular Monday through Friday, you are 40% done with your week. And that sounds a lot better than just, it's Tuesday. So go out, crush it, have a great day. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Hit them with it, Adrian.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.